July 7, 2019, Isaiah 66, 10-14. Rejoice with Jerusalem, be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her, all you who mourned her. So that you may be suckled and satisfied from her consoling breast, so that you may drink deep with delight from her generous nipple. For Yahweh says this, look, I am going to send peace flowing over her like a river, and like a stream in spade the glory of the nations. You will be suckled, carried on her hip, and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts a child, so I shall comfort you. You will be comforted in Jerusalem. All the sight your heart will rejoice, and your limbs regain vigor like the grass. To his servants Yahweh will reveal his hand, but to his enemies his fury. Today we also take the second reading of Galatians 6, 14-18. But as for me, it is out of the question that I should boast at all, except of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. It is not being circumcised or uncircumcised that matters, but what matters is a new creation. Peace and mercy to all who follow this as their rule, and to the Israel of God. After this, let no one trouble me. I carry branded on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, my brothers. Amen. I took the two readings today because they are together in a very spiritual dimension. Paul speaks from the cross, and he doesn't want anything else as to glorify the cross. And he also speaks of a new creation. And of course, this new creation comes through the cross. It is the redemption of the Lord through the cross. And now, when we hear this, the words of Isaiah, they start to speak to us. Because from the cross, our Lord is ruling. From the cross is coming peace to the nations, if they accept this wonderful gift of God. The cross is the tree of life, and it's written in the Revelation under 22, verse 2. Through the middle of the street of the city, also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding his fruits each month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. From the cross is coming the consolation of the Holy Spirit, which shows us that our sins are forgiven through Christ and that the new life comes out of it. The Lord opened the way of grace for us, and this is like a river which takes away all what is impure, what is perverse, what is coming from Satan forces. So we can hear again in Revelation 22, 14 and 15. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs, and the sorcerers, the fornicators, and murderers, and idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. When we look to the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's most important to see this act of love from God. Of course, not to forget all the bad things which are happening at the cross. But deeper is to look at the love of our Father, which He gave, that the world will be redeemed, that the sin will be taken away, which is separating us from God. And God Himself takes away the sin. This is a motivation of God to show us His overwhelming love and to call us back home to Him. Only in this perspective we can understand the secret of the cross. The way of the cross was necessary to redeem the people. So we can always bring our sins, our limitations, our weakness, our mistakes to the cross and let them touch by the love of Christ, which especially is shown at the cross for us. So we can go with the one who was crucified with Jesus and received a wonderful forgiveness by the Lord. And we can receive the water of life, like it said, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Who listens should shout, come. Who is thirsty should come. Who wants can receive the water of life without paying. There, when the water of life is reaching us, let's say the grace of God and the blood of the Lord purifies us, then new life will come. So we start to live again, at least a bit, in the paradise, because we come back to the real relationship with God, which we lost in the paradise. So a deep trust is growing to God. And this will be more and more as deeper we receive His love and grow in this love. How could the Lord, who gives His life to us, refuse us when we receive His love and try to live in His grace? So our heart can rejoice because of the love of God, and real power of life comes back to us, and we will be strong again in His power. So we can see that it happens what Jesaja said long time before Jesus came. May the Lord give us that also new life will come to our church, that all illusions will go away, the influence of the darkness, that she can give her wonderful testimony in the power of the Holy Spirit without fear of man and compromises with the world, to give this wonderful message to all people in the world.
The Introitus of today says, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the water, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat.
Attendite, popule meus, legem meam. Inclinate aurem vestram, in verba horis meam.